Team Canada or Team EB. Mark Carney promised to fast-track major energy, mining, and infrastructure projects in Canada's national interest. But when he got to Quebec, he folded, saying he wouldn't challenge a province's wishes. And in British Columbia, Premier David Eby is leading the charge to hand effective veto power over vast public lands to Indigenous governments. One deal with the Shishaw Nation gives 1.2 million acres of control to a group representing just 1,700 people. Another recent agreement requires the consent of the Shilkotin Nation for any mine in the Tezdan area, even though most of the 740,000 acres involved lie outside their recognized title area and remain public land. All this while EB talks tough to the U.S. ambassador and Donald Trump, pretending to defend Canada's interests, yet back home, he's undermining those same interests through his own government edicts. David Eby isn't defending the public interest. He's dividing it. He's surrendering decision-making authority without public debate, democratic input, or legal clarity. He's governing for headlines, not for British Columbians. This isn't reconciliation, it's abdication. Carney is silent, Gilboa is cheering from the sidelines, and David Eby? He's not on Team Canada. He's building a parallel system with no public vote and no accountability. No vote, no voice, no vision.